Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the workday.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
You ever need life advice? You could always ask my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden. Email her, Hayden@annaandraven.com. I'll tell you something. She's always got something to say.
Yeah, there's no copay, but it's unfiltered advice every time.
Ready, Hayden, for today's email?
Yep.
Hi, Hayden. I'm married to a wonderful man, except there's one problem. He has a potty mouth. He swears all the time. How can I get him to clean up his language? When I bring it up to him, he laughs it off and thinks I'm kidding.
Well, what you can do is you can tell him, like, if you don't stop saying swear words, I'm going to start doing annoying stuff and giving you consequences after you swear.
What kind of consequences?
Well, if you, like, find a song that he hates, you can start singing it. Like, if you want to, you can start singing the Flip-A-Zoo commercial.
The what?
The Flip-A-Zoo commercial.
I don't know what that is.
The commercial that's like, Flip-A-Zoo, the toy that flips for you. Not one, it's two. Flip-A-Zoo.
Yeah, I can see how that could be annoying after a while. Maybe that'll get him to stop swearing.
Yeah.
Or maybe he can just sing that song instead of swearing.
No, you have to sing it to him.
Okay. Anything else besides singing annoying songs every time he says a bad word?
After he says a swear word, take a piece of duct tape, stick it to his mouth, and then write on it, I said a bad word.
Oh, so public shaming.
Yes.
Public shaming is the way to go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just, or, you know, going next level, like you said, I think that it was smart for you to understand that he could actually go more annoying than he already was with the potty mouth there by just, you know, turning that song around on you. So you got to be prepared for all things.
Would you rather have your husband say a bad word or sing the Flip-A-Zoo commercial? It's a tough one. It's a real hard call
I'll take the swears any day.
Yeah.
Any day.
If you need advice, email me, Hayden@annaandraven.com. That's Hayden@annaandraven.com. See you next week. Bye.